Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee. And today and for this next few days, I want to talk about the gospel truth concerning the human nature of Jesus. Now, I want to tell you something, and it's very important that we grasp what I'm going to say. If we're wrong, here it is, if we're wrong on the identity of Jesus, we're wrong, dead wrong. Now, Jesus Christ comes to us in the scriptures as he who is fully God and fully man. We have got to understand this. He is one person with two natures. And one nature is fully human and the other is fully divine. In other words, Jesus is, when you're looking at him, you're looking at somebody who's fully God, not part God, and he's fully man, not part man. You say, but how could that be possible, Brother McKee? Because it is. That's the way it is. You know, I side with the old preacher who said he thanked the Lord he hadn't been sent to explain the gospel, he'd merely been sent to preach it. I totally understand and empathize with that point of view, because when you're faced with Jesus Christ, all you can do is declare what the scripture says about him. And God in Christ became a man. This is what the theologians call, by the way, the hypostatic union. But it's a thrilling truth, and it's the very heart of the gospel. Some religions, such as Islam, they just totally reject this idea, saying, oh, it's impossible, God has no son. But at the very core of the gospel, at the very core of the good news, we discover that the one true and living God appeared to us at Bethlehem as a little baby. And the angels, they were astonished, and they broke out in unrestrained praise and adoration, saying, glory to God in the highest. And could you blame them? Could you blame them? They were staggered, and they were amazed, for they could see that at the same time as this little infant lay in Bethlehem's manger, he was upholding the universe with the very word of his power. Now look, you want an explanation about all that? Here's the truth. The truth is this: God does not owe us any explanation about anything. God can declare whatever he wants to declare without obligation to explain himself. And if you think God owes you an explanation, then you think God just owes you. You're in charge of God, buddy. And you better back off, because he is mighty and he is majestic. And you better humble yourself before him. Listen, you can dismiss the idea and fly in the face of the evidence, but it's not going to alter the truth that the invisible God objectified himself and became visible in the person of the Lord Jesus. A real person, a real human being. And that real human being, the God-man, went to the cross to die for sinners. And he'll save you today if you'll trust him. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.